And why the Teufel Shaboyim is on Venusa Shopatir Damish. To the Amorim, we just said that here they mamma together for a long time and they didn't touch one another. Hashem by Boyim was only one night. So what Palki Damish did was greater than the Maisa of Boyim. Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Maisa of the Pasuk says, Rabbis bonus us for Choyol, the Yatel is Akhlena. Rabbis bonus us, a lot of people did Choyol, Zay Yosef, or Boyim. They did Toiv, they held back from the Yetzirah. But the Yat only for Chlani, you go above all of them, they're Palti Belish. That goes in the mind of Palti Belish. His Kvisha Sayyid, holding yourself back, was greater than those two. Omer Shulba Nachmen Yom Yenison. My, if you go, the Pasuk say, Sheker Hachem Gehevel, Ayyosi, Sheker Hachem means they're Yosef. That goes on Yosef. Gehevel Ayyosi, they're Boyer. But Yiras Hashem, it's a fellow, they're Palti Belish. That was a bigger Madrega. Yes. No, we dash in this way, come on. Since you learn Dracha, we dash in here. No. That doesn't really mean a woman, yeah. Something goes in the Torah or something. The Kofan this here, bringing Madrages in the Midrash Kfishas HaYetzer. Dracha, another way to dash was like this. Sheker Achein Zedorosho Moshe. That was the door of Moshe. The Hevel HaYetzer Zedorosho Yeshua. These two doors. Rashi says, Oskar B'Tera Harbein, the Taka Shul went to a lot of Torah. But Yiras Hashem, he says, Hallel, Zed Dorosh Shel Chizkiyo. That was the Dorosh Chizkiyo. Rashi says, the Dorosh Chizkiyo, Yosef him. Then they even learned more Torah than the Dorosh Moshe and Yeshua. Could have said, V'chayvel oil, Neshem V'armin V'chelet, Yechol oil Shel Chizkiyo. Kids said there was more Isaac and Torah in the Dorosh Shel Chizkiyo. Dov Rach, another pshat is, Sheker Hachein, Zed Dorosh Shel Moshe and Yeshua. Both together. Hevel HaYosef, Zed Dorosh Shel Chizkiyo. Even though they were learning Torah then, so what? I mean, it's a big thing, but the bigger Madrega was, Yiras Hashem Hittis Hallel, the Derish of Yudah Rebbe Eloi. That one in the door of Yudah Rebbe Eloi, that was the bigger Madrega. What was so great then? Omru Olav of Yudah Rebbe Eloi, Shoyoshisha Talmidim Mitzchasim Talasachas, that six Talmidim had a share, one Talas. That's how poor they were then. But still, the Eskim of Torah, still they learned Torah. That was the bigger Madrega. They were poor. That's the big madrig, even though it was hard to learn. And still the door was learning Torah, that's called Yiras Hashem Mitzasalo. That's the big madrig. Now the Mishnah says like this. Meis l'meis. Let's say we have a melech that his father dies, or someone in the Mishpacha dies. So Eino Yotze mi Pesach Paltrin Shloi. He does not leave the entrance of his palace. He does not leave his house. As covered a melech, he can't leave his house. If you do in there, in right to Lot Sachar and Mita Yaita. No, if he wants to, he can go. She came Matinu B'David. We find the Meister by David HaMelech. She Yotzacha Mitosu Shal Avner. By the Levaya of Avner, David HaMelech went there. You see, a Melech is allowed to go to the Levaya. Remember, the Pesach says, we Melech David HaMelech, Acha HaMita. He went after the Mita. That's the right of Yudah. If the Melech wants to, he's allowed to. Omale, the comes back to Yudah, is no Raya. Lehoya Dovel Lepayas Hassan. The reason why here David went here to Avner, not because you're allowed to or you're supposed to, is a special heroic show here. He only did it, Lefayas Hassam, to calm down the nation, just to say that even though Avner was killed, the people said that David had him killed, and David wanted to show them, no, it was not him, I had nothing to do with Avner being killed. He yelled Avner was a tzaddik, he didn't want Avner to be killed, it wasn't his advice to kill Avner. He had to show the people, that's why here David went to his Levaya. But in a normal case, Abadah the Melech is not supposed to go to a Levaya. Now, the Shemavara may say, let's say a Melech himself was another, so he has to have Havro, the Suda's Havro, the first Sud, they ask the Levaya, they give him to eat. So, Kolom, and the Suda Malor. The whole nation is sitting on the ground. But for who? I've covered the Melech himself, Mesav Aladarka. She's sitting on a bed, he has the right to sit on a bed. Even though by regular oval, he doesn't sit on a bed, but the Melech has the right to sit Aladarka to see what a Dargish is. And the meaning of the city is that the Noshim, the ladies, go to Levaya, go after the mates. They're allowed to. If they go in back of the mates, it's also good. Sometimes they go in front of the mates, that's also good. Whichever way they go is okay. If you do a man now, the ladies should always go in front of the mates. She came, let's see, no, the David. We find the David like this. She yotze acha mitosa shal Avner. That he went after the mitzvah of Avner, he went after it. The mashma of the men, she's going back. She never the pasuk says, "V'yamelech David hirach achra mitzvah." That David the Melech went in back of the mitzvah. Omru lo, they said back to him, here is no proof again. Again, the reason why David HaMelech did this was only to calm down the nation. Then it's spiced when the time can happen like that, the David calmed them down. David went between both, between the ladies and between the men. He went from the ladies back to the men. Because he wanted to fight, he wanted both of them, both the men and the ladies, to see David HaMelech. That he was there, the Shas Levaya of Avner. Shinem, the Pasuk says, V'yedu kolom v'chol Yisrael klehoysa mehamelech l'omitzes Avner, that it was not under the advice of David HaMelech to kill Avner. So that's why David went. He can't bring any proof what normally he's supposed to do. Darash Rav, Rav Adashim like this. My Gesir, what's the Pasuk say? V'yovei kolom l'havrat is David. The whole nation came to bring the Sudas Havroa, to bring the first meal to David. See, if it says really in the Pasuk, it says l'hachroi, to kill him, to cut him down. The Karinim, we read it, lahavroi, to keep him healthy. What does it mean? That in the beginning, really, Klai Yisrael came to kill him, because they thought that he was the one that wanted Avner to be killed. Well, the place at the end, after David showed him that he came to Levaya, lahavroi, then they understood that David was not the cause of his death, and then they wanted to cock up to lahavroi, to give him Tidoso. Om Rav Yudam Arad, there's Neiman Nenesh Avner, why was Avner killed? He was supposed to be Moicha, protest against Shaul, and didn't. That's why he was killed. That's what the Yudam Rav said. If Yisrael Gama know, Micha, he did protest against Shaul. But Lenena, Shaul didn't listen to him. So we'll soon see, according to him, why did he die? We'll soon see. But says, no, Shnei and Mikri Echadosh, they both dash in the same posse. But you cling in the Melech al Avner. But you might come out and know what Yomas Avner. Yedecha, Leyasuras Raglechlan Lelnachtam. Hukshu, that man the Yom Alemicha, that he did not protest, he didn't accept really Avner. Hold it, comma. This is what David said. Yodecha le'asuras raglecha le'nechashtim, that your hands and feet did not go to be Micha. Like my time le'machis, how come you did not go to be Micha against Shaul? Kinefol of bnei Avla and the Falta. Because if you fell, you got your punishment because of that. Therefore, that's the part it means. Now, man the Yom Alemicha le'nena, according to one that says, no, Avner did not do a chet. He was talking with Moshe. He did protest against Shaul. The Shaul didn't listen. And so what is David HaMelech saying here? According to him, the pshat is Tamu Yimetama. David is some wondering. In other words, like you didn't do anything wrong. So my time is going to fall off Bnei Avla, no falta. How come you were killed? David was just like the Mishnah, like was wondering, how come he was killed? Now the Gemara explains though, but really, Laman di Yama Micha, but according to my Yama, it says that Avner was Micha, did protest against Shaul. Said, so my time inish, how come he got a punishment? And Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak, she Shaul Malchus beis David, she shonim umachsa, that he held back David from being a king 2.5 years. That first, after Shaul died, he appointed Ish Boishes to Malchus beis David. And he was a king for 2.5 years. That was his chet, that he didn't appoint David right away. David was first held back from being a king for 2.5 years. Then it says, when they make a Sudas Havroah, my Dagish, that the king sits on a Dagish. Omer Ula, what is this? Ara said the Gadya. The side of the bed, Rashi Dagish, Ata Dagra, Noiz Yemar La Arach, Mita Veshulchan the Bayis, Lohaya Mishtamshin Ben Klau, El Lamazla Bayis. He used to have a bed, Stam, a good luck charm. There was a bed for a good luck charm. That's what was there in the house. Omer Rabban Ula, Miika Midi Diad Idno Lohaya Svinu Bahashtam, and Svinu kind of far as that. The Bakhut to now, they don't use it, now they should use it. Masma Rava, my Kush, what's the Bikashia? Dilma me the Abi Achim Lashtiya. The Abi, the Lachim Lashtina. Up until now, we don't give him teeth to drink. But after now, there's another, called Machlinam, Lev, called Mashkilay. When the students have raw, we have to feed him. So you see, we do things different now. Eli Kasha Kasha. Dagash and the Tzor Lachwaisa. It says, Lachim, Dagash, you don't have to turn over. When you become an oval, you don't have to turn it over. El is voice by stand it up. The question is why? These talk about that after the God, it's like a bed. Good luck charm, but it's a bed you could use to sleep on. I might have felt like voice. I couldn't have to turn it upside down. What time you learned? When you become an oval, then you have to turn over all the beds. So it says, "Let me touch you the Bible." Because not only your own bed you have to turn over. All your beds in your house you have to turn over. Who kaisa? So this bed also. Let's say you have a bed that you set aside just to store your kelim on. Tony, we learned. You have a bed, a couch, that you only use to store your kelim on it, you don't have to turn it over.
Kerosa, even though it's a bed, but it's a miyuchad not to be used to sit on just for good luck. You don't have to turn it over. And likashra kashra, shimming a little later. Dagish mat to kabit and untie its trap, for less than able to fall down by itself. Now these like about the house of the god, it's a good luck thing. Kabit the mistake, what kind of, doesn't have any straps on it. Ela kiyosu rabbanam amali hum rabbanin. Rav Tachlifa Shmei, Tevishchias Veshugal Gadoi, he was in this street. The Yomali Mar Dagish, what the Dagish? Asa the Tola, bed made out of skin. The Miyom Yom Yechanon, Dagish Sirugai, Mitoicha, it's trapped or inside it, Mita Dede Siruga Miyagab, is on the back of it. That's the difference between this and the regular bed. Alright, we'll stop here.
Even though he's there eating, using the field for the last 3 years, and after 3 years he comes up and wakes up and tells us, I bought the field of you, it's mine, we don't believe him.
You hold in that chofam ralf. In the bottom of the Gemara, again, the shaila was, the Mishnah said, when a koyin is like an oval, so everybody sits on the ground, and the melech himself sits on this dargish. So the question is exactly, what is a dargish? So Rosh Gemara once said, said, it's arsa de gada. It's like a type of a bed that they leave in the house, for some good luck, they leave it in the house, they don't use it. Then the Gemara came out to the bottom was that Elikasha or Kasha, the full lines in the bottom, that the Shimon Megam Leoliner, Dargish Mater Karbitin, that Dargish you have to untie its straps, Vunoif Mavelev, and it falls down by itself. Now, the Sakodan is, you're going to tell me, Arsa de Gad, it's like a bed, so Karbitin Yisleh, does the bed have any straps? That's the Kasha to say it means a regular bed. Ela rather kiyosi rovin omar omar li yehum rabbonin. One of the rabbonin told me for our tachlif for shmei. His name was Rav Tachlifi. Tevishchiach b'shuka de gudoi. He was shchiach. He was found in the shuk of the gudoi. That's where tanners were. And the omalei they said to the rabbonin there, my dagish. Know what a dagish is? Arso de tzalo. It's an arso de tzalo means a type of a bed made from skin. Like Rashi says, Arsa de Tzolo, Mita Shel Or, it's a type of a bed made from skin. V'termin Ritzuas Tesfas Or, and therefore they tie straps at the end of the skin. Therefore it's good what Shimon Gamliel said, if you untie the straps, the bed falls down. So the type of a bed,
like a cot,
right? So what do you call these things? Hammocks, these, to sleep on. Omrav Yirmi, Omrav Yechanon. Dargish, or dargish, this type of a bed that's made out of skin,